Stevie Wonder's classic Part-Time Lovers, Matt Gerard.
And we are strangers, back to lovers by now. Knowing it's so wrong, feeling so
when Matt Gerard returned home to Kalamazoo in 2009, after finishing in the top five of American Idol Season 8, he was expecting a celebration of music and a few speeches. But for some reason, the last thing he expected was to perform at his own party.
Came home from Kalamazoo, 6,000 people showed up for my homecoming. I wasn't even going to sing and play with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, 9,000 people at Arcadia. I mean, this was like life-changing craziness from playing down at Zazio's at the Radisson and begging my 10 friends to show up.
But he did. It was a fitting moment for a guy who was no stranger to giving the people what they wanted through music. Before America got to know his name, Matt had a regular job playing piano at Monaco Bay. The WMU alum wasn't even planning to audition for the competition until he heard that a colleague was taking his daughter to Louisville, Kentucky to try out.
I was playing at Monaco, and a friend of mine who used to date one of the piano players was taking his little daughter down to audition. It was like Sunday night, and he's like, yeah, I'm taking her down Tuesday, you know, for her birthday. That's what she wants to do. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. I mean, would you guys mind if I came? I'm not working Tuesday or Wednesday. He's like, hey, if she's cool with it. You know, if he wouldn't have mentioned it to me or if she wasn't going, I wouldn't have went.
He made it through numerous auditions and landed a spot in the top 13, beating out thousands of competitors from around the country. While competing in the finals, his song list included hits from greats like Michael Jackson, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. He made it to fifth place, toured the country on the Idol Tour, and gave performances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, The Today Show, and Ellen. It's now been 5 years since Idol, and the Dearborn-born, Ypsilanti Reyes singer has remained focused on keeping his career moving forward. He's still performing around the country and has collaborated with jazz singer Anna Wilson and songwriter Jim Brickman on new recordings. Last year, after calling the Mitten State home his entire life, he decided it was time to move on.
I wasn't writing much. I wasn't doing anything. I was just kind of like comfortable and kind of almost living like I was retired when I wasn't playing. And I don't know. I just kind of had to change. I started going to Nashville. I just went down there, started writing songs and making friends and coming down there for like maybe every few months. But I finally got down there and said, I'm going to try to give this a shot.
Since relocating to Nashville, Gerard has remained busy performing and working on new music. Last year, he released a new EP, Live at River City, and will perform at the end of the month in Paw Paw at Warner Vineyards. He's come a long way from his early days of singing in the church choir and mapping out his future through Disney movies. But, like the characters, he knows the magic of taking a chance and putting his talent to work.
As I saw like 101 Dalmatians when we were growing up, I thought that was such a cool like lifestyle that he sat in his house and like wrote his old, you know, his old piano in rainy London, and he's like, it was just him and his dog, you know. And I was like, what a cool life that must be. You know, it wasn't like an office job, 9 to 5. And it's kind of funny because I didn't write songs or want to write songs, but I had like some kind of attraction to that lifestyle, like writing songs and kind of living and staying at home. And I do the artist stuff and I perform and travel and do all that fun stuff and get in front of symphonies and like, you know, get to pretend I'm a rock star every once in a while.
Gerard performs at Warner Vineyards on July 26th. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams. Walking.